This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, only on the radio tonight. No TV tonight. Newsmax covering the New Hampshire results. And by the way, the New Hampshire results are coming in, and it's going to be a big Bernie Sanders victory. And everybody else kind of getting crushed other than Mayor Pete. Bernie Sanders with the big lead in the 30% range, Mayor Pete in second, Klobuchar in third, and Elizabeth Warren being in fourth place in her neck of the woods. She's from Massachusetts, U.S. Senator. I would guess her career is over. Joe Biden in fifth place. He's finished. Stick a fork in him. He's done. Joe Biden is at the kids' table with Tom Steyer and write-in votes. I mean, it's an absolute travesty. I called this. I said it from day one that Joe Biden reminded me when he had this massive lead that was a foregone conclusion. He'd be the nominee and everyone was going to impeach Trump because he went after his opponent. I said, he's not his opponent. He's not an opponent at all. He may not ever get the nomination. And people thought I was crazy. I said, he's the Giuliani of 2020. Rudy Giuliani was supposed to win that 2008 nomination for the GOP by a mile. He never won a single state. And Biden's going to be in the same shape. He's going to go from thinking he's the next president of the United States and a lock to be the Democrat nominee to and setting his family up for life to defending, probably spending millions in legal fees and trying to keep himself and his son out of prison. That's going to be the end of his life. Biden's life's not going to be very pleasant. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, USA Radio Newsmax TV. Reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. Great to be with you. Hour number three, the root's on fire. And the Trumpster's on fire. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. Coming to you from the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trumpland. In the immortal words of John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Founded and owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. God bless you. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave my shot in national syndication. Thank you, Fred. God bless you. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. RootWall.com is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the RootWall.com studio. I founded the Root for the Wall Pack because it's time to take a stand. We either build the wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. 63 million Trump voters together can raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. Make your donation today, 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. And the disclaimer required by FEC law is Root for the Wall PAC paid for is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, rootwall.com. But if you give $100 or more, if you donate $100 or more, you get a commemorative, beautiful commemorative wall brick that you can show to all your friends. You're part of the solution, building the wall with Wayne Root and Donald Trump. RootWall.com. RootWall.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. We have no TV tonight, so I'm glad to take calls during this hour, but we are going to have Donald Trump Jr. on. I've got an interview at 5:30 with Donald Trump Jr. will be with us. But until then, if there were calls, we'd love to take it. 833-WAR-TALK, especially in Vegas. You guys in Vegas really don't get a chance to call anymore because when I do take calls on Fridays, it's everyone in the country watching on Newsmax, and we get thousands of calls. It's tough to fight your way through. But right now, we're only on the radio, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Love to take your calls. Love your emails. Keep them coming, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and my website, RootForAmerica.com. I want to read you my commentary. It's coming out in newspapers around the country, starting in the Las Vegas Review-Journal on Thursday. I wrote it today. I had a deadline of 11 o'clock this morning, and I got it in. And some things have broken since then that are big news. But I want to read you my commentary. Get ready for Democrat presidential nominee Bernie Sanders. pick your poison. It just can't get any worse for Democrats. They're in a UFC chokehold, politically dead in every direction they move. Who's their nominee to be President Trump? I was the first in the nation to point out many months ago Joe Biden would never be the nominee. Even as Biden was leading by 20 points nationally, I recognized his support was a mile wide but an inch thick. No one really liked Biden. Even Obama refused to endorse his own VP. Then the Trump impeachment hit, and I reported right here in the RJ, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, in my column that Trump would come out smelling like a rose. Well, the only victim would be Joe Biden. Bullseye. A new national Quinnipiac poll reports black Democrat support. The only thing Biden ever had was black Democrat support. For Biden, dropped in the days after Biden's Iowa debacle, when he came in fourth place, from 52% to 27%. Hey, everybody loves a winner, and everybody runs from a loser. Even the blacks, who were so strong behind Biden, they're running for their lives. And they probably figured out what I knew from the beginning. If he's so good to black people, how come the first black president, Barack Obama, wouldn't endorse him? His own VP for 8 years. Obama never, no matter what happened, he wouldn't endorse him. And I think he always knew Joe's going to wind up in major legal trouble. He knew that these Ukraine thing led to Obama. And so he stayed away from Joe Biden. He stayed a million miles away. He saw this guy was going to get indicted, and his son was going to get him in big trouble. So who does this leave for Democrats? Bernie Sanders? This frightening Fidel Castro clone is the most radical candidate for president in America's history. He's also the most racist. He spent the most recent Democrat debate calling white America racist from top to bottom. Good luck getting white American middle class to vote for that. Who's left? Mayor Pete? A failed mayor of a small town who looks like he's 12 years old? Who just announced he wants to decriminalize all drugs? Did you know that? Including heroin and meth? Hey, they just caught me with heroin! You're not going to prison. Don't worry about it. Hey, I was just I had a meth lab. Don't worry about it. Not going to prison. Mayor Pete loves you. No need to waste any more ink on Pete. He's going nowhere. All that's left for Democrats is boring billionaire Mike Bloomberg. But Bloomberg may be the first politician in history to alienate both white and black voters at the same time. Bloomberg's support is about to go to zero. Bloomberg paints himself as a moderate. I've pointed out repeatedly, once the great American middle class, specifically the great American white middle class, sees the details of his radical, extreme, bordering on insane transgender and immigration agenda, Bloomberg's chances of winning a general election are between slim and none. But late-breaking news is in. Bloomberg's odds of winning the Democrat primary, which were probably pretty good up till now, that primary is dominated by black voters, and his odds just went to zero. Bloomberg was caught on audio bad-mouthing blacks in one of the all-time racist rants. Democrats love to call Trump a racist and KKK. Well, Bloomberg's rant makes Trump sound like a bleeding-heart civil rights activist. Bloomberg was caught on audio in 2015 at the Aspen Institute in Aspen, Colorado, saying that all the criminals are blacks, and they must be targeted by police and thrown up against walls to be frisked. I'm not kidding. Bloomberg's heard saying 95% of murderers, murderers, and murder victims fit one MO, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male minorities, 16 to 25, and that's true in virtually every city, and that's where the real crime is. Bloomberg continued, people say, oh my God, you're arresting kids for marijuana that are all minorities. Yes, that's true, Bloomberg says. Why? Because we put all the cops in minority neighborhoods, because that's where all the crime is. And the way you get guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them up against the wall and frisk them. You thought Trump's Access Hollywood video was bad? Bloomberg is now finished in a Democrat primary dominated by black voters. Get ready for Democrat nominee Bernie Sanders, whether you like it or not. Good luck, Bernie. You're going to need it up against the booming Trump economy. It's my column coming out Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers all over the United States of America, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. Some big news stories. Very big news day. Liberal media in awe over Trump's massive New Hampshire rally. Far bigger crowd tonight for Trump compared to the Dem rally on Saturday night, said a ABC News anchorman. Jonathan Carl, ABC News reporter Jonathan Carl, a big liberal. And he was shocked. Trump supporters as fired up as I've ever seen. This rally's in an arena I was at just 2 nights ago, Saturday night, at an event that included all of the major Democrat candidates. And we have a bigger crowd by far just for Donald Trump than we had on Saturday for all the Democrats. Trump supporters are very energized. You got the impeachment acquittal, good news on the economy. Democrats coming out of Iowa seem to be in disarray. And by the way, Trump's approval rating, its highest level ever. Sounds like Wayne Root said that. No, liberal Jonathan Carl of ABC said it. Who was at the rally? 25% of the attendees were Democrats. 17% of them didn't vote in 2016. Good news. Other big news breaking since I started this show, hate hoaxer Jussie Smollett, you know, the guy who said two white guys with Trump hats tried to lynch him in the middle of Chicago's street corner at 2 in the morning, a street corner that's all black in a drug-fueled neighborhood. Two white guys with Trump hats just happened to have a rope and they were going to hang you in a black neighborhood? Really? I'm the only guy in America who, the second this was announced, said, fraud, fraud, fraud. There are no two white guys in that street corner in the history of Chicago. At 2 in the morning. He is now indicted by a special prosecutor on 6 new charges. Jussie Smollett, TV career is over, indicted on 6 charges. You know Trump had something to do with that. Good job, Trump. More revenge. And then they would try to sentence Roger Stone to 7 to 9 years in prison. Guy's 67 years old, nonviolent, never been in trouble in his life. Caught up in Mueller and Weissman's abusive witch hunt. And the DOJ said today, we're backing down. That's an abusive sentence, 7 to 9 months. We're gonna ask for a sentence A much shorter sentence. 4 of Mueller's prosecutors resigned upon hearing that. What a bunch of losers. All of you should be arrested. All the Mueller prosecutors, the losers that they are, should lose their law licenses. You should go to prison for fraud. They're mad because they're not sticking a 67-year-old man in prison for 9 years. Should he pound rocks because he's not a liberal like you? Trump called it an insult to the country. Ridiculous. 7 to 9 years in prison for process crimes. And here's another good news story. U.S. attorney in Pittsburgh is vetting Rudy Giuliani's documents on the Biden crime family. He says there's a smoking gun, and the U.S. attorney in Pittsburgh, Scott Brady, U.S. attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, will vet the Ukraine documents gathered by Rudy Giuliani about the Biden crime family. And this guy's tough on crime. So I'm telling you, Biden has got bigger problems than worrying about presidents.
Finestone has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. Without question, the Morgan silver dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan silver dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you're going to find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan silver dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan dollar book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve your historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, My Doctor Suggest is the sponsor of this segment. Cold and flu season's here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. We should probably change this ad and update it to coronavirus is here. The pandemic is here. Get your My Doctor Suggests, because their products contain alkaline structured silver, which destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. What's coronavirus? A virus. And what's coronavirus? It's flu. And what's coronavirus? Bad stuff. And this stuff is good against yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. I have no idea if it can stop coronavirus. Probably not. But it's good against flu in general. It's good against virus in general. So it's probably a good thing to have in your body. I know I'm taking twice as much as I used to take. If this thing breaks in America, I'm going to be Mr. Silver. They'll call me Wayne Silver Root. I'm going to be shining like silver. I'm drinking so much silver to make sure that my body has a strong immune system. So join me and thousands of people who have experienced a positive difference in their health with My Doctor Suggests. Get 20% off not just your first order, but every order when you tell them Wayne Root sent you, and get the book, The Silver Miracle, free. Just make sure you say Wayne Root sent you, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT, mydoctorsuggest.com/root, and use the promo code ROOT, or if you call, tell them Wayne Root sent you. You're a big Wayne Root fan, and you get it all at 20% off. Now, keep in mind, in the upcoming segment, we've got Don Trump Jr. on. Looking forward to that interview and that phone call. Don Jr. coming on the show. Son of the President of the United States. The interesting thing about Don Trump Jr. is there was the big Trump rally in New Hampshire last night. And everybody there was spontaneously yelling when Don Trump got to stage 46, 46, 46. Because, of course, that would make him the next president after President Trump. President Trump is the 45th president of the United States, and that would make him number 46. They were all yelling spontaneously, 46, 46. Everybody started to think that Don Trump Jr. is following Trump. And it probably has something to do with the meme that I got that shows President Trump in 2024, then Donald Trump Jr. Elected in 24 and reelected in 28, and then in 32 it's got Ivanka Trump, and then in 8 years later it'll be 2040, it's got Eric Trump, and then in 2048 it's got Barron Trump, Trump's youngest son. So it's like for the next 50 years it's nothing but Trumps running the country. Oh, you want to drive a liberal mad, send him that meme. That's funny. So I told you about Mike Bloomberg. I mean, we got him. Come on. That's the Access Hollywood tape times 1,000. Because what black person is going to vote for in the Democrat Party is going to vote for Mike Bloomberg when he said all criminals are black, all crimes in black neighborhoods, all cops should go to black neighborhoods, and they should hassle all the black kids and throw them up against the wall. And by the way, if they happen to be, you know, if they happen to have some marijuana on them, let's throw them in jail for 10 years. I mean, who's going to vote for him in a Democrat primary? You're talking about the same party that just genuflex against white people. I mean, it's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Just bending over backwards, just kissing the butt of everyone in America who isn't white and saying how terrible white people are. I mean, just, oh my God, you're black, we love you. Oh my God, you're Hispanic, we love you. Oh my God, you're Muslim, we love you. Oh my God, you're gay, we love you. Oh my God, you're a woman, we love you. You're a white man? Oh, we're so embarrassed to even be in the same room as you. That party is never going to vote for a guy who said all crime is blacks. And then it turns out he also had something else to say. Mike Bloomberg said in an interview in 2013, a radio interview, police stop whites too much and minorities too little. So all the frisks should be black people and Hispanic people. No white people should ever be frisked in Bloomberg's world. And Donald Trump tweets out and then deletes, Mike Bloomberg is a total racist. I don't know why I can't figure out why Trump deleted it. He should have left it out. Trump said, wow, Bloomberg is a total racist. That's the president of the United States. And then he deleted it. I don't really know why he deleted it, but that was a good shot by Trump. And then other breaking news, Biden abruptly pulls out of New Hampshire as his support flags, and he drops to fifth place. Fifth place. I mean, he's Nowheresville. And so I think the big winner of the night is going to be Bernie Sanders in first. He's got 27.7%. And in second, Mayor Pete. And in third, Amy Klobuchar at 20%. Somehow she climbed up there. And I think Elizabeth Warren is probably done because that's her backyard. And she's in fourth. And in fifth, Joe Biden. I tried to tell you Biden is dead as a doornail. And then he abruptly pulls out of New Hampshire. He's not going to his own victory party. You heard me right. He's not going to his own victory party. He left the state. He's in South Carolina because he realized he's coming in fifth and his whole campaign's hanging by a thread. And by the way, Yang dropped out today. Who? Andrew Yang. Why was he ever in? Another one. Never heard of these people. Up next, Don Jr.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. With the polls closing at the first in the nation presidential primary, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Mayor Pete are fighting for the top spot in the Granite State. As far as what we can expect to learn from the New Hampshire primary, Neil Levskew is the executive director of the New Hampshire Institute of Politics. He tells Fox News,
"It's always easy to go back in history and sort of compare presidential elections, but here's what we do know about the past, is that Bernie Sanders got 60% of the vote here 4 years ago, and so if he can sort of get those same people and create that momentum, and does he have a revolution? That's the big question that we're going to see tonight."
All four prosecutors in the Roger Stone case are resigning after the Justice Department announced it will recommend a lesser sentence for the longtime Trump associate. Speaking with reporters at the White House, the president says he did not ask the DOJ to change the Stone sentence, but had the authority to do so. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you.
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, is Finest Known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. The Morgan silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you're getting 20 at the best price ever, and as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's President Adam Crum will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say WAR when you call. It's a one-time only offer for WAR listeners and fans. Just say WAR or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Great deal just for my listeners. All right, Wayne Allen Root with Don Trump Jr. Great honor to have him on. I know at the New Hampshire event just yesterday, Don, the crowd was chanting for you to be the next president of the United States after your dad. Any thoughts on that?
Well, listen, it's obviously an incredible honor to have that many incredible supporters. You know, 14,000 in an arena start that chant sort of organically. I've never heard that before, but honestly, the reality is my only focus is 2020, making sure my father gets another 4 years to keep the winning going, to keep fighting the swamp, to keep draining the swamp, to keep fighting the establishment in the deep state, and to get things done for the American worker that he said he was going to do, which he's been doing, case after case, and I just want to keep that going.
All right. You know I'm the guy who started the chant of GOAT. I'm the guy who keeps telling people that Donald Trump is the greatest of all time, the GOAT, the best president we've ever had. He proves it every day, and I'll tell you what. Yesterday, I want you to comment on what I heard yesterday. William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, announced at a National Sheriff's Association event that you guys are going to now seriously go after sanctuary cities and the politicians who run those cities, who aid and abet criminals and protect felons and murderers and rapists. That was music to my ears. That's the best thing I've heard since Ronald Reagan was president of the United States. Reagan's always been my hero, Don. Your dad is now, to me, higher than Reagan. I think he's the greatest president in modern history, and I think by the time he's done, he'll be the GOAT. But tell us about this new sanctuary city attack. I think it's going to be great if we could break this logjam.
Well, listen, I'm not involved at all in that one, but I think it makes total sense. I mean, we've been saying this for a long time. I mean, when you look at it, you look at some of the policies that are being implemented by the left. I mean, literally illegal aliens are treated better than Americans. They want to give them free health care. Congratulations, Americans. You have to pay for yours. They want to give them free education. Congratulations, Americans. You have to pay for your children's health care and education, and you also have to pay for others. It is insane, and the sanctuary city policies where they're protecting people, in many cases, people who've done some pretty terrible things, and they're releasing them for fear that they may be deported. I mean, these are people who've done some unspeakable crimes, and they're releasing them so that ICE doesn't deport them. I mean, Americans don't get that kind of treatment. Americans don't get the benefit of the doubt the way they're giving criminal illegal aliens, and it's very scary.
I'm with you, and I think it's great that we're going after sanctuary cities. Let's talk a little bit, before we get back to your dad's accomplishments, there are many, we could talk for an hour about it, but who are they going to run against him? You got a communist named Bernie Sanders, you got a small town mayor of a failed city, South Bend. He's been a lousy mayor of South Bend, Mayor Pete, he looks like he's 12 years old. They've got Mayor Bloomberg. Did you hear what happened to Bloomberg today, the tape that came out?
That was a bad one.
Oh, my God.
Beyond the policy, listen, you can agree with the policy, but just the way he spoke.
Right.
About those, we're gonna put cops in only minority neighborhoods because that's the only place where crime actually happens. And, we're gonna have cops throw these kids up against the wall because they're the only people to do it. And You know, I think, you know, we disproportionately frisk too many white people. I mean, this is some pretty radical stuff. Now, the media will give him a pass. He's a leftist now. You know, the other Democrats will endorse him because he's written them checks for millions of dollars for their campaigns over the last few years. You know, so he's doing a very good job of buying himself some credibility. So because he's on that side, I'm sure he'll get a pass. But, yeah, that was pretty bad.
Well, I don't think he's going to get passed from your dad. And the great thing is that when the time comes, if he happens to be the nominee, you've got that now as ammo. And if the time comes, the media gives Bernie Sanders a pass for all the communist, socialist, Marxist policies he's got, you've got it as ammo to advertise and go above the media and go right directly to the American people. So we know what this is.
Well, I don't think the Democrats will let it be Bernie, frankly. I think they'll do whatever they can to prevent him from getting that. Now, you know, listen, I'll say this. You know, he's got a little bit of the Trumpian effect, probably from the opposite side, but he's got real crowds. He's got a real following. He's got people that are, I mean, this reminds me a little bit of 2016 for Trump, right? You know, the difference is I just don't know that Bernie's a fighter. You know, they screwed him last time in 2016, and he comes groveling and starts endorsing Hillary. You know, you saw what they did to him in Iowa, where they let Mayor Pete run around like he had won the thing when Bernie actually won the popular vote, but, you know, they sort of screwed it up because it looked like he was way ahead, and all of a sudden they changed the game, and, you know, he didn't really call them out for any of that nonsense or even really question it. So I just don't know that he has that much fight really in him. You know, it seems like it's more of a, it's a great stage act, but I don't know that there's anything really there. I don't think Trump would allow that to happen to him.
Well, and of course, look, your dad, who, you know, who always had that amazing ability to attract 20,000 people in an arena, and Bernie's the only Democrat who has any possibility of attracting big, passionate crowds, they have that in common, but your dad's crowds are representative of the silent majority. You know, we've got 51% of America. It only may be 51, and they got 49, but it is 51. I think Bernie's large crowds are representative of the fact that those are the only 20,000 people in a town that would ever go for communism. Yeah, he gets passionate crowds to come out, but is there anyone behind that crowd standing in line for Bernie? And
I don't know, man. I, you know, like I said, I've seen big numbers in these places. I mean, this is, you know, really where I think so many of the what are current thought leaders of the Democrat Party really are. They are that far left. I mean, this is the AOC, the Talibs of the world, you know. The people who are steamrolling Nancy Pelosi, you know, and forcing them into really bad tactical moves like impeachment and stuff like that, that's all coming from that wing of the party. So, you know, I wouldn't underestimate it. I mean, I get to meet reasonable and moderate Democrats all over the country. I see them. They're hardworking men and women. They just want what's good for their children. They want to live their American dream. They want to do all the things that we want to do. I think more often than not, they're more traditional, you know, old school Democrats. And I just say, well, what do you think, you know, about today's Democrat Party? And, you know, the reality is today's Democrat Party has left them. And I think that's why they're looking at Trump and they're saying, hey, this is a guy that said he was going to do X, Y, Z. He did X, Y, Z. The results speak for themselves. The numbers, the employment numbers, the, you know, wage numbers rising, your 401ks, you know, every economic metric, it's working for me. And man, I think it looks good.
I thought it was very telling last week. Look, you and I could sing the praises of your dad, President of the United States, Donald Trump, all day long. But when you hear somebody like Bill Maher say to Steve Bannon on his show Real Time on HBO, Bill Maher, the ultimate liberal, said it was the best week of all time for President Trump. When you hear James Carville say, I'm scared for the Democratic Party, it's gone so extreme. There's a lot of people out there. When you see Saturday Night Live did a skit about the Democrat debate, and they made each of them look like complete fools and idiots, and when it was over, they said, who won, and they had the fake announcer say Donald Trump. You know that things are going pretty well for us.
Yeah, they're scared, but again, I never want to take any of it lightly, Wayne. I never want to go easy because, you know, when you have a mainstream media complex that's just decided to be the marketing wing of the left, when you have all these guys that will spend whatever it takes to possibly, you know, to win and to, you know, I never want to take it easy. That's why we're out there fighting so hard. I mean, I'm going to be out there in Vegas next week. I'm going to be out there on Tuesday. February 18th, we're going to be at Meet Las Vegas at 6:30. We're going to do a little kind of mini rally with Kimberly over there and a bunch of the guys from the finance team and everything like that. So if any of your listeners want to come by, if you want to come by and cover it, you know, we're going to be in all of these markets. We're going to be taking these things seriously, and we're going to be out there fighting every day.
All right, so let's talk about that as we close here and make sure everybody knows about it. It's a Keep America Great event with Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly. It is next Tuesday, February 18th, 6:30 p.m. Where? At Meet Las Vegas, which is a three-story event center, 233 South 4th Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89101. Don Trump Jr., National Chair of the Trump Victory Finance Committee, and, of course, Trump 2020 campaign senior advisor, Kimberly Guilfoyle. General admission doors open at 5:30 for the public. Meet Las Vegas, 233 South 4th Street. Tell us what, give us a little preview of what they're going to hear.
Well, we're going to get up there and speak some truth. I mean, I don't have a speech prepared. I just sort of get up there and do it off the top of my head like I did last night in New Hampshire. But, you know, our fans can hear from us. They can meet and greet us. We're going to spend some time with the crowd just, you know, thanking them for all of the effort that they put in, thanking for them for the support despite sort of the hits from the media and the people who attempts to try to smear them for supporting us and for just wanting to live their American dream. So, you know, we're going to be out there. We're just going to have a good time, and hopefully they will, too.
All right. We appreciate everything you do, Don. Tell your dad we appreciate everything he does. I love the meme that went around last week. It was a photo of President Trump being reelected. Then it said in 2024, it's Don Trump Jr. In 2000, and, I guess it was the next year, let's forget years, but the next term after two terms of you, it was Ivanka. After two terms of that, it was Eric. And after two terms of that, it was President Trump's youngest son, Barron. And it was nothing but Trump's for the next 50 years. We all hope and pray for that, so good luck.
I appreciate it, Don. Thanks a lot, Wayne. Good seeing you, and I'll see you next week.
You got it. Thanks, Don. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000. $1,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Finest Known has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you can find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20. 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve a historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Donald Trump Jr. at the New Hampshire event. Everybody was spontaneously screaming 46, 46, meaning Don Trump is the 45th president of the United States, and son Donald Trump Jr. could be number 46 following Don Trump Sr. We shall see. Sponsor of this segment of the show as we end up in our last segment today, Tuesday. You have heard me talking about Real Water for a long time now. And I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. And what's special about it is there is real science behind it. Real Water is infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. And because of all those extra electrons, it is beyond alkalinity. And that's all the rage right now. Because negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. So I told my friends Brett and Amy Jones, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners, you, a very special deal for Real Water, and they agreed, so here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water, and it's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water comes up. Add it to your cart. When you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WAR, meaning the number 10, no space, and then WAR, W-A-R, all caps, for Wayne Allen Root. No space, you'll receive a 10% discount. Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. It was to my door just this morning. Doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water. All its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you'll taste and feel the difference. It'll be the only thing you drink just like me, Real Water. So go to Amazon or Amazon Prime and put in the coupon, get Real Water, put in the coupon 10WAR, and you'll get your 10% discount. So, lots of things to talk about. I see this article, Real Russian Collusion, how the Russian government funneled tens of millions to the Clinton Foundation while Hillary was Secretary of State. And it's interesting because I never had any facts at all. It was just a guess on my part. But I said from the beginning that the Clinton Foundation was like the world's biggest Democrat conspiracy, and all the money was laundered through the Clinton Foundation. So this is a long article. I doubt we're going to get through it in this one segment. But if this is true, my gut was exactly right, because the Clinton Foundation was a charity, and a charity doesn't pay taxes. See, there's no reason to ever to lodge your charity offshore. Why would you do that? Why would you base your charity like in the Cayman Islands or Belize or something like that? Because the U.S. government isn't allowed to take any money. Every dollar you take in is tax-free if you have a charity. So being that the Clinton Foundation was a charity, why did they base it offshore? Because I believe it was the slush fund for the entire Democrat Party. And I believe every dollar of the money stolen in countries all around the world by Democrat politicians like Joe Biden and John Kerry and Hunter Biden, all that money was laundered through the Clinton Foundation. I believe they stole foreign aid all over the world. Out of every $1 billion they grabbed, 50 to 100 million, 5 or 10% fee, right? Finder's fee. I give you $1 billion, you give me back 100 million. And we'll launder it through the Clinton Foundation, and nobody will ever know because you're giving it to an offshore company with offshore bank accounts. And then from there, they give it to Obama, they give it to Kerry, they give it to Joe Biden, they give it to Hillary herself and Bill, and they give it to them in offshore accounts, from offshore to offshore. Who would ever know about it? It's never reported to the IRS. Nobody knows about it. It's got nothing to do with charity. So if this is true, then all I could tell you is Wayne Root guessed the entire scam of the Democrat Party, and I would guess I did. I'm so certain that the Clinton Foundation was one big giant scam to extort money from foreign leaders all around the world and to grab a piece of all the foreign aid. Let's grab some polls before we call it a night. Joe Biden loses his lead to Bernie Sanders in the Morning Consult national poll. I saw another poll yesterday that showed Bernie was now ahead by 8 over Biden nationwide. This one shows Bernie ahead by 3 nationwide, 25 to 22. But it's still a steep drop-off in the 32% VP Biden had in late December. I'm telling you, the whole impeachment trial killed Biden. It's all over for him. Politically killed, of course. New poll, most voters believe President Trump will be reelected in November, a Mammoth University poll, survey taken February 6th to 9th, and this is just registered voters, not likely voters. Likely voters always looks much better for Trump and the GOP, because those are people that actually care and they know their stuff and they read up on politics and they vote every single year, every election. Registered voters doesn't mean anything, so you register, big deal. But even with these registered voters, it showed the majority, 66%, believe Trump will definitely or probably be reelected in November. 28% said no. 66 to 28, big victory. And Republicans brimming with confidence, 93% say Trump will be reelected, 59% indicating his reelection is definite. The majority of registered voters believe Trump will win in November, 55%. Believe it is time for someone else to take office. 42% say Trump should be reelected, but it doesn't matter. They still believe Trump will be reelected, including 30%+ of Democrats. New Rasmussen poll, 55% of voters say impeachment made Trump stronger politically. Only 16% say weakened him. Wow. And of course, that's what happened. That's what I said from day one. Even a plurality of self-described liberals, 48-44, say impeachment made Trump stronger rather than weaker. Conservatives, 71-27, say it made Trump stronger. Moderates, 60-29, said it made Trump stronger. And another poll, a majority of Americans would not support a socialist candidate, but Gallup says 76% of Democrats would vote for a socialist presidential candidate. There you have it. America is never going to be socialist, but the Democrat Party already is socialist. Wayne Allyn Root will never be socialist, the capitalist evangelist, the conservative warrior. Great to share this last hour with you, a rare hour without Newsmax TV, just us, you, me on the radio. Have a great night. God bless.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.